Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of White Papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 180, The Rise of the Digital Magazine. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
The Rise of the Digital Magazine. In July 2015, the CEO of Flipboard announced that the digital newsreader had 70 million monthly active users, an increase of 45% from the beginning of the year. Thanks to mobile users who expect more options for news and entertainment, as well as software that makes it easier for graphic designers to create digital magazines without extensive training, the trend is for more and more digital magazines to be read on mobile devices. In fact, the amount of time spent consuming digital media has climbed exponentially since 2008, from just 2.7 hours a day to 5.6 hours, and more than half of those hours are spent on mobile. That, coupled with the ease of distribution for publishers, has given rise to the digital magazine. This podcast will explore the past, present, and future of digital magazines, current trends, tools to develop them, and what businesses need to know if they want to include digital magazines as part of their content marketing strategy. Let's get started by discussing the history of digital magazines. The digital magazine, still in its infancy, is merely 5 years old. To no surprise, its beginnings coincide with that of the modern tablet in 2010. At that time, only a small percent of the U.S. population owned one, 3% to be exact. However, in just 3 short years, that percentage jumped to 34%, helping pave the way for digital magazines. Today, 55% of people own or have access to a tablet, and 73% of them use one to access articles online at least some of the time. 1 in 5 do so daily. Furthermore, 1 in 3 U.S. adults with internet access have read a digital magazine in the past 30 days. And spending on digital magazines is projected to top $1.3 billion by the end of the year. It's not to say you should put all your eggs in one basket, however. Even the majority of news magazine sales, both single copy and subscription, are still highest in print. However, some fare better than others when it comes to selling digital versions. For instance, 30% of Rolling Stone's newsstand sales come from digital. And just last year, New York Magazine quadrupled its single-copy digital sales. Next, we'll discuss some of the benefits of digital magazines. An effective content strategy aims to engage and provide value to readers. Done well, content marketing can improve customer retention, increase word-of-mouth marketing, and in turn, attract new customers. If you're looking for new ways to deliver fresh content to your customers, you may want to look to digital magazines. Here are some of the reasons why. Number one, deliver fresh content. Digital publications provide fresh and relevant content. The auto-update capabilities ensure your readers are in the know with what's going on in your company. Number two, expand distribution. Digital publications can be distributed to anyone, as long as the means to view it are available. Considering the number of tablet owners is expected to surpass 1 billion this year, the sky's the limit. Number three, improve readership. The anytime, anywhere access provided by digital magazines can actually improve readership rates. Approximately 58% of digital subscriptions are read the same day they arrive. Number four, lower costs. Gone are the days of losing revenue due to unsold copies of printed publications. A digital magazine has no per-copy publication cost, which equates to no additional waste for unsold copies. Number five, ability to measure. Uncover your readership's demographic information and measure which articles are read most, for how long, and on which days of the week and more. Number six, flexibility. Digital magazines have very little limitations and can be easily customized without additional costs or changes to layout. The benefits of digital are not limited to publishers alone. There's a reason this medium is increasing. Consumers like it, and here's why. Number one, immediate delivery. 42% of digital magazine readers cite immediate delivery as the medium's most important attribute. Number two, easy to carry. 40% say the portable, easy-to-carry nature of digital magazines are the top selling point. And number three, sustainability. Many digital magazine readers prefer digital to printed content because it saves on paper. And finally, advertisers like them too. Digital publications provide great opportunity for online advertisers. Readers who click on native ads have higher purchase intent than those that click on banner ads. In fact, 67% of digital magazine readers actually want to buy directly from magazine ads, and 62% directly from articles. Now we'll explore how you can get started. If you think you're ready to join the digital publication realm, you may have some concerns about the amount of time, expertise, and resources needed to succeed. Relax, it's easier than you may think. The following design trends and layout considerations will get you started on the right foot. First, we'll discuss layout. Smartphones and tablets allow for viewing in portrait or landscape mode. Your magazine's layout should do the same. Although it may be more costly, your publication should be designed with one and two column layouts to provide users the option to view your content in their preferred orientation. Similarly, resizing and reflowing your content provides a much better reader experience than simply shrinking your content down to tablet size. Next is navigation. Finding your way through a printed publication is intuitive. Navigating a digital version may require some assistance. Provide helpful on-page navigation cues or a separate help page where users can brush up on finger commands. Third is imagery. Apple's Retina display has rendered high-quality digital imagery an essential component of digital publishing. It may take longer to load, but your readers are sure to pass you by if all they see is blurry text accompanied by pixelated imagery. Interactivity is the next point of discussion. One of the best attributes of digital publications is the provision for interactivity. Consider layering movable text over images so readers can scroll while keeping their picture in view at all times. This is especially helpful with instructional content like cooking or crafting. Audio, video, and interactive slideshows are other ways to engage. An interactive calls to action that allow readers to further explore with a touch of a button are a plus, too. Another key consideration, social share buttons. Several large publishers report that 60% of their traffic comes from Facebook. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Include social share buttons as part of your top navigation to ensure your content can be easily shared from every page. And last but not least are bookmarks. Don't overlook the importance of the bookmarking feature. Readers of digital publications like the option to bookmark and come back to a page just as much as those who read printed copies. If you plan to design your digital magazine in-house, countless tools are available to help create and design digital publications. A simple Google search will uncover several top digital magazine publishing software options. Before choosing the tool that's right for you, consider the following delivery methods and which would best suit your audience. First are PDFs. PDFs allow you to duplicate the color, imagery, layout, and more of print documents. This format has familiarity on its side, but as the world becomes increasingly mobile, the PDF is gaining a reputation for being rigid, as it doesn't permit easy reading on mobile devices. Second is the flipbook. A flipbook, not to be confused with flipboard, replicates a printed publication and therefore provides users a similar experience to reading an actual book or magazine. On-screen controls are present to zoom and flip through pages. And third is the web app. A web app is responsive, meaning it adapts to any screen size, smartphone, tablet, or desktop. As with most content, responsive is the preferred method to provide optimal user experience. You likely won't find a one-size-fits-all solution, which is why several digital magazine publishing tools offer a range of delivery methods. Of course, finding success with your digital publication takes more than simply rolling it out. You need to make it known with promotion. These four tips will help your digital publication stand out among the content masses. Number one, cross-promotion. Dedicate space on your homepage for promotion of your digital publication. And include quick response or QR codes on printed copies, if you have them, so hard copy readers can easily convert. Number 2, freebies and special offers. Give potential readers a reason to subscribe to your publication. Consider offering a freebie or promotional item with download or a discount on a future purchase. If you charge a fee for your publication, you may want to offer a free, no-obligation 30-day subscription. Or if you offer multiple publications, offer one free with a paid subscription to another. Number 3, reviews and ratings. 61% of consumers look to reviews to guide purchase decisions. Your digital publication should be no exception. Consider issuing an automatic review prompt for your regular readers, perhaps after they access your content 5 or more times. You may even want to incentivize reviews with gamification or entry into prize drawing for all who offer feedback. And number 4, social media. Remember that stat about large publishers getting 60% of their traffic from Facebook? Facebook, along with other channels such as Twitter and Pinterest, make great promotional vehicles. Alert readers with a tweet when your new issue is being released. Promote specific stories within your issue on Facebook. And show off that beautiful, high-quality digital imagery on Pinterest. Magazines are nothing new, but they are evolving and in ways we couldn't have imagined even 10 short years ago. The term magazine, derived from the 16th century Arabic term makhzin or makhzan, translates to storehouse. Barbara Rollins, director of MA Magazine Journalism at London City University, discusses going back to the word's roots by rethinking the magazine as a unified storehouse of value. She says that doing so is a starting point for brainstorming new ways for magazines to create pleasure and value. Digital magazine publication is, in a sense, a way of doing just that. Not by rethinking the wheel, but rethinking new and improved ways to remain relevant and provide value to customers through content.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on the rise of the digital magazine. As always, keep on the lookout for future podcasts and make sure to check out our 4imprint podcast archive at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.